Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is A.B. Dawji, and of course, this is the big picture.
Right. So how's it going, eh? 1 week over, 2 more weeks to go. Everything okay under the lockdown? Spending nice quality time with the fro and the kids. Taking turns to cook. Wonderful, wonderful. Alhamdulillah. Helping to clean the house, eh? I'm really proud of you, Habibi. Just enjoying the warm togetherness of family life, ne? Or is it that you are bored to death, scolding the kids for no reason or picking on the fro for nothing? You don't know who to take your frustrations out, eh? And you know what? I hope that you are not one of the statistics just released by our Minister of Police. Because if you are, Mota, let me tell you right now, I'll come to your house and I'll sort you out. Okay? I'll come right there. Minister of Police released the following statistics. 87,000 reports of gender-based violence. That's violence mainly against females. What a terrible figure. Corona is finishing us up, and now the women have to face such affect. It's horrible, I tell you, horrible. Well, here's some good news. I have come out of prison. Exile. House arrest. That's right. You know, of course, that my whole group came back from Norway. It wasn't a corona cough. My whole family came back from Norway. And all of us went into self-quarantine. We all had to, of course, stay in our rooms. Alhamdulillah. Everybody is well. So I was upstairs in my room, stuck for 14 days. They brought my chow and left it at the door, outside my bedroom door. And I sometimes came out and stood at the top of the stairs and made salam to my grandchildren, 2-year-old Zara and 6-year-old. She will actually be turning 6 tomorrow, Sunday, inshallah. And that's Leah, 6 tomorrow. So when I call out from the top of the stairs to them, they run away screaming, Coronana, Coronana. So what have we got for you today? Well, what can I say? There's just one topic, coronavirus. And there's nothing left for me to say. You all are getting it flooding into your WhatsApp. So you are all experts, so I can't really add anything more to that. Therefore, I think we'll just finish off the program right now. So until next week, this is A.B. Dawji bidding you all. Well, hang on. Maybe I have something for you all. Eh? Maybe I have something for you all. So we are having lots of news about what's happening in South Africa. Then, you know, an idea came to me. Let's see what's happening in other parts of the world. So, who do I know in other countries? And the answer is simple. The agents and the guides in the different countries that I have taken my groups to tour to, they can tell us what's the impact of the virus in their respective countries. So, I contacted them during the week and they sent me voice messages, which I will play for you shortly. Some are agents that I deal with and some are professional guides, highly professional guides employed by these agents who sit at the very front of the bus, the coach, and give a running commentary on the microphone. They will introduce themselves. One thing is clear. All of them have almost the same story of suffering that we are experiencing. So, take a listen to this.
Good morning, AB. Good morning, South Africa. Greetings to all listeners of the Big Picture from Dubrovnik, Croatia. This is Julia. Those who have visited Croatia probably remember me as Julia, or maybe even as Julejka, as AB used to rename me. I would have definitely preferred happier circumstances for reaching out, But here we are. The whole world is witnessing this unfavorable historic moment. Here in Croatia, I would dare to say we could consider ourselves rather lucky, especially when we know how concerning the situation in neighboring Italy is. If we talk about our situation in numbers, and again, compared to other European countries, it seems like we have been keeping this virus under control. So far, there have been just over 1,000 infected people. Precisely, we are talking about confirmed, registered infected people. The good news is that almost 100 patients have been healed. Unfortunately, 7 people passed away. We will all agree that a single life that is lost is too much. People who deceased had previously had severe health conditions, and the youngest among them was 60. It is clear that there are groups of people that are at major risk, and in order to protect them and to stop the spread of the virus, Croatia has been in lockdown since the 20th of March. However, we are not in the strictest quarantine, as we still can go out to buy food and medications, but we obviously have to maintain distance from other people. We are obliged to wear masks and gloves in the shops and the pharmacies. We are also not allowed to leave our administrative areas without special permits that are issued by authorities only for justified serious reasons. We are also regularly invited to leave our homes as less as possible. Maybe some of you have heard about the strong earthquake that hit Zagreb, our capital city, and that obviously has made the whole situation even more difficult. The additional concern at the moment is what is going to happen with our economy. Croatia relies too much on tourism, and it is clear where there is corona, there is no tourism. But we have to stay positive. Better days will come for all of us. You will again plan your holidays with Mr. Abi Dauji, and I can guarantee you that one of his best tours is Bosnia and Croatia, obviously. So, ciao, ciao, book with Mr. Dauji as soon as you will be safe to travel again. Once you come to Croatia, my managing director Nikša and I will be your hosts, and we will introduce you to this beautiful part of the world. The medieval Dubrovnik will enchant you with its remarkably preserved ancient wall. You will love our sea. There are no sharks here, except when there is a bit algae around. And guess what? We will teach you how to sing some beautiful Indian songs. So check this out. Teri pyari pyari surat ko kisi ki nazar na lage chashme bator. So you certainly don't want to miss this, right? Once you will be done with Croatia, you will be escorted to Bosnia and Herzegovina, where Harissa and her team will take the best care of you. So let's keep ourselves safe and healthy so we could meet soon, okay? Thank you, Abi, for inviting me to your program. The opportunity to greet and to speak to the kindest people I had the privilege to meet here in Croatia is truly priceless. I have a fond memory of all your groups, and I truly hope we'll meet again. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Greeting to the lovely people in South Africa. I'm Leila, speaking to you from Tehran in Iran. Some of you know me when you came to visit Iran. Happy New Year. Don't be surprised. Yes, it's time of the New Year in Iran. The Persian New Year or Nowruz. Nowruz supposed to be one of our happiest and busiest time of the year when we get together and visit our friends and family, traveling inside or outside of the country. But this year, COVID-19 has transformed all these traditions. My country is under lockdown, or social distancing, as our president likes to call it. Our social media during these days keeps saying, stay at home, don't meet others, even friends or family. You can spread the virus even if you don't have symptoms. I think most of us, when we heard about coronavirus in China, we consider it too far to be bothered about it. But coronavirus also has affected my country, Iran, like other countries in the world. The first confirmed cases of infection with coronavirus in my country reported on February in Qom City. And in order to control it at first stage, we closed schools and university in some provinces. Also, authorities have closed key religious sites and even banned cultural and religious gatherings. Some people, however, ignore the guidelines stated by our government not to travel during the holidays, and they travel to the north of Iran along the Caspian Sea, or they travel to other cities. And coronavirus, as the result of this traveling, has spread rapidly in Iran, especially in Caspian coast areas. This has led our government to adopt stricter policies and regulations to stop people from traveling during the Nowruz holidays. Our government has announced social distancing measures in order to minimize the spread of coronavirus. Social distancing program, which requires us to stay at home and not go on trips. According to 2-week plan of social distancing, that at least it will be till 8th of April. Intercity travels will be restricted, and only residents will be allowed to enter to their own cities. If somebody wants to travel to another city illegally, his or her car will be impounded for a month and the driver will be fined. As I said earlier, holding any kind of meeting or gathering has banned, and all parks and gyms, as well as universities and schools, still remain closed. Meanwhile, rail, road, and air transport are also limited. Social distancing probably will be extended again. As you know, Iran has been under American sanctions, and our economy has affected by sanctions. And of course, lockdown, that's because of coronavirus, combined with sanctions, has made life harder for many Iranian people. We have many daily paid workers that they need government support during lockdown. Our president has promised economic measures designed to ease the pressure on families and businesses, that it include postponing health insurance, tax, and utility bill payments for the next 3 months. The government has said that it will give cash payment to poor people, and people will receive low interest loans. Regarding our healthcare, I should say, although we always have had very good healthcare system in Iran, but like other countries, our healthcare system have been overwhelmed by number of the coronavirus patients, and the U.S. sanctions also have made difficulties for the government to provide medication for people who are infected by coronavirus. But something that is like a proud for me and most of Iranian are I think even in the world, are hero and angels, that they are doctors and nurses, that they are in the front line of the fighting with coronavirus. We are all passing gloomy days in the world, but something that is special about Iranian society is having unity in the hard times. You experience that it comes of Iranian kindness. Probably if you have been in Iran, you have experienced this kindness as a pure Iranian hospitality. Many people use their social networks to increase society knowledge about the coronavirus and also produce contents to help people to enjoy their time. Some people provide food packages for the people that they are daily paid workers to support them. Some people, some online booksellers give up to 90% discount for the books. We have online, virtual tours, classes, and everybody try to do its best to help people, other people during this time. And I shouldn't forget to mention also Iranian sense of humor in any difficult times. Iranian make jokes about any condition just to help them to pass difficult days. By the way, if coronavirus had not canceled my tour today that I'm talking with you, I was supposed to be at the end of my two weeks outgoing tour in Europe in Vienna City. But I'm here at home and I talk with you. I will stay at home and I ask you to stay at home as well. Good days will come very soon when coronavirus has forced us to stay at home. Maybe it's time to think more, read more, appreciate life and our health more. And maybe it's time to enjoy and love being with our family more. I'm very happy that AB gave me chance to talk with you. Please take care of yourself and your loved ones, and I hope to meet you soon in Iran, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum to all the people of South Africa. I'm Shahnaz, guide from Uzbekistan. Some of you might know me from Uzbekistan tour. Well, now I got a chance to talk about the situation which covered all the world. As well as any country in the world, coronavirus affected Uzbekistan as well. That's really very pity. We didn't expect that, as well as nobody can expect that type of situation. But anyway, the first case was noticed on the 15th of March. So since the 16th of March were stopped all the international flights, but up to the 20th of March, there was a time to return all of our citizens who were stuck in different countries back to Uzbekistan. All of them were in 2-week quarantine under control of doctors. But since the 20th of March, our country is completely locked down. Furthermore, all 12 provinces of Uzbekistan are isolated from each other in order to avoid spreading this virus all around the country. Throughout the country is announced quarantine till the 30th of April. It means that within 40 days, Uzbekistan is completely in quarantine. Well, for that reason, public transportation system like buses, taxi, metro, trams were stopped, and all the public places to visit like cinemas, theaters, museums, restaurants, cafe, and such places are closed. And the government required everyone to stay at home, and those who are going out for some reasons put on masks. And now only bazaars, supermarkets and pharmacies are kept open. At the beginning of this situation, people were panicked because obscurity of the current situation can make anyone panic, just like all over the world. But now our people are calm, they understand how important this situation is and how serious is this situation is, and they understand how important to be more responsible than before. Current news say that there are 205 people who suffered with the coronavirus. Died only one patient, but that man who died had chronic diseases in addition. Recovered and fully rehabilitated 25 people. Alhamdulillah. And if everyone will follow all the instructions of our government, will handle this situation, I hope, inshallah. To all my South African friends, I want to say, my dear brothers and sisters, we are all need to be strong in this perilous situation. Please, I beg you again, take well care of yourself and all your family members. We will make it. We will make it together, inshallah. No doubt for that. Once we are done with this situation, with this plague, we will meet and celebrate together. Until then, be safe and stay home. Staying at home, this is minimum what we can do now. But this minimum can save maximum lives. Don't forget that. Love you and big hug from Uzbekistan. One day, inshallah, when we'll see each other in Uzbekistan, we will visit such beautiful cities like Samarkand, where we will make our ziyarah to the grave of Imam al-Bukhari. And then we will visit Bukhara, making ziyarah to the grave of Bahauddin Naqshband. We will make our duas by their graves. And inshallah, everything will be beautiful. But we should have a patience, we should stay together, and we should make it together. Bye.
My dear and my most beloved tourists from South Africa, this is Ivan, your guide, and I send you greetings from hospitable Moscow. Some of you know me who have already been to Russia. I hope you and your families are healthy and you are in self-isolation. Unfortunately, the epidemic has affected all countries of the world, and Russia is no exception. But our government is doing everything they can to prevent the spread of the virus and to save lives, as well as to support our country's economy in these difficult times. Statistics, though, on the number of infected people are not comforting at all. Only today they've registered 770 new cases of COVID-19. But Russia has all necessary facilities. We've studied the experience of other countries, and they're taking measures not to repeat their bitter experience. Our medicine is provided with everything necessary to fight the virus, and we are also helping some other countries that are in dire need of help, like Italy. We, as well as the whole world, remain at home, devoting time to our families and looking forward to with hope. Our president sent us on a vacation until the end of this month. We are optimists, and we are sure that the borders of Russia will be open for tourists soon, and we will definitely meet with you. But now it's very important to stay home and take care of yourself and your family. We all need to be patient and survive this terrible streak in the life of our common planet. All your friends, guides and partners whom you met in Moscow, St. Petersburg and Kazan are sending you best wishes, and we are looking forward to your visit to meet you again, and we will walk along Red Square in Moscow and the Nevsky Prospect in St. Petersburg, while in Kazan we will make sure that you will bake edge poshmark triangular pie with potatoes and meat, and also dance to Tatar songs together. We will be shaking hands with you and hugging, as it will be already the end of this deadly virus. Well, for now, please take care of yourself and your families. Be healthy, and on behalf of myself and our manager, Valentina, we wish you everything to overcome this situation, as together we will definitely win. And see you soon in Russia.
People of South Africa, assalamu alaikum. This is Reem from Lebanon. First, I would like to send you my greetings and the greetings of the Lebanese community to the community of South Africa, hoping that everybody is safe and sound, staying at home, safe from the coronavirus. Lebanon is one of the countries, like any other country in the whole world, facing the lockdown since 20 days ago in order to be aware of the coronavirus. So the awareness of the coronavirus started at the beginning of March with the first case that started in Lebanon with the gentleman who passed away, unfortunately, and he was in his 70s. This gentleman came from China via Egypt, and he spread the virus to 8 people, and they started the quarantine at the public hospital in Beirut. In Lebanon now we have 494 total cases. 16 of them passed away. We have an estimation number around 500 PCR tests are done each day, and we count among the 500 6 to 16 cases per day, which is a good number for the awareness of the corona that proves that it is under control in Lebanon. 54% of the cases are males and 46% of the cases are females. Among these, we have 23% of the cases are youth people between 20 and 29 years old. These, most of them, around 24% of the cases also, are travel-related cases. Most of them came from France and Italy. I wonder if you know that most of the Lebanese people live abroad, and most of the students study between Lebanon and Europe, especially between Lebanon and France and Italy. Now, if you go out, you can see everything is closed. You can barely find open shops. Of course, the groceries and the pharmacies are open every day. But to go out, you have to have gloves and masks. And the ones who don't wear these, usually they are fined. Around $50 per person. The fine is $50 per person. Wherever you go, you can find people sanitizing, taking the attention of the coronavirus awareness everywhere. Starting from 7 o'clock in the evening till 5 o'clock in the morning, this is a total lockdown that nobody is allowed to go outside except for the very emergency cases or the urgent cases. The economy, as any other country in the world, is badly damaged because of the lockdown and the people who are facing this coronavirus. I hope that things recover soon and gets back to life in Lebanon and also in your country. Wishing to see you again here in Lebanon. We like to see South Africans in Lebanon because it's far away from Africa, so
I hope and I wish that everything comes back to life and get rid of this COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Till we see you again in Lebanon, stay safe and take care of yourselves. Greetings again from Beirut.
Salaam alaikum, brothers and sisters from South Africa. This is Abdulrahim from Marrakesh, Morocco. Most of you know me. I handled many of AB's tours in Morocco. I would like to thank him, and I would like also to thank Miss Aisha also, AB, for introducing me to his guests, and I had and I still have a chance to work with them as a guide and share with them my beautiful country, Morocco. Thanks to Aisha, together we make a good team to handle AB's tours in Morocco. She's a great lady, and she also handles very well the tours. I had a chance also to work together with her many times in Morocco. Of course, the main subject in the world now is coronavirus. Every single person in the world know about it, the little kids and the adults. We are proud as Moroccans, and this is recognized by the whole world media, that Morocco is the first country which dealt with this situation. It was in early beginning, or the beginning of this virus, that Morocco decided, and it was exactly 15th of March when the king and the government took the decision to close all the borders, the sea, the land, and the sky. A few days later, the king took in charge the evacuation of hundreds of Moroccans from Wuhan, China. They didn't pay anything. Free flight, free food, free health care, and they all were safe. Hundreds of them, 2 weeks later, they were safe, and fortunately, you know, none of them has this virus. Of course, we start having bit by bit some cases that were here in Morocco as tourists, and as they could not fly back home. So we discovered some few cases in the beginning. The government increased bit by bit measures to combat the spread of this pandemic and declared a state of emergency on March 20th. Of course, we all have been asked to remain at home. Only one person per family had received a permit to go out for food shopping, or some cases only where if someone is sick and needs to go to hospital, he can go to the hospital. Otherwise, no one else is allowed to go out. I discovered that all Moroccans are aware of the danger of the virus. They respected the government's rules and conditions, and they all committed to hygienic practices. Of course, we must be patient and continue to respect the measures implemented by our country in order to avoid the inexorated advance of this health crisis. Everybody is doing confinement. So far it is proved as the best way of dealing with this those problems. Another thing that I appreciate that the king and the government did is that they opened a big budget for the poor people. In my case, how I spend my days, this is also the funniest thing that happened to me. I've never ever spent such a long period together with my family. I am happy to do it. I'm really happy because I always wanted to spend more time with my kids. I have, of course, 13 years old son Taha and 7 years old son Yahya. Two cute boys for me and silly for my wife. I discovered that they really are silly because I'm seeing how now and I'm spending more time with them. We spend a day besides food, of course, usual things that we do. I help my wife cooking, and then learning from her and teaching her some other kinds of Moroccan food also, and we're having fun. Of course, we're praying, we're reading the Quran. I help them doing their homework because the government also helped the students doing online studies also, which is a good idea. Thanks to the teacher, or teachers in general, my kids driving me crazy also concerning this. Sometimes we do some little exercises at home, just to stretch or recline after the terrace of our high flat building. We travel in the apartment. I have a tiny apartment, but it's not tiny. It's my palace. I consider my apartment with 70 square meters, my palace. I'm traveling from the kitchen to bedroom, from bedroom to the salon, from the salon, from the salon to the living room, from living room to the kids' room, and it's we consider it as traveling in the apartment. The funniest thing that happened to me, because we don't move a match, my wife asked me to shop and go and bring some food, so I made a joke about it because I asked an example that happened. I mean to forget something to in order to ask me to go down again, and I was living in second floor, so going down to get it. For instance, she asked me to bring parsley and coriander, and I just bring parsley and I mean forgetting coriander so that she can ask me to go back and move more and more, go up and down. And I would like to, my son Taha would like to say hello too.
Salam alaikum, my name is Taha. I am 13 years old. Welcome to Morocco.
I can't wait meeting you again, inshallah, and I wish you good health, stay home, stay safe, because at the end nothing is worse than health, warmth of the family, and Allah blessings.
Hello, my dear and my most favorite tourist from South Africa. I'm Valentina and I send you greetings from hospitable Moscow. Some of you know me who was on a trip to Russia. I hope you and your families are healthy and you are in self-isolation mode. Unfortunately, the epidemic has affected all countries of the world, and Russia is no exception. But the government of Russian Federation is doing everything possible to prevent the spread of the virus and save lives. I'm optimistic, and I'm sure that the borders of Russia will be open for tourists soon, and we will definitely meet with you. But now it's very important to stay home and take care of yourself and your family. We all need to be patient and survive this terrible streak in the life of our planet. I look forward to my favorite tourist in Russia, to walk together on the Red Square, dance to the Tatar songs, and bake an echpachmak. I will be glad to hug each of you and shake hands with each of you. Take care of yourself and your families. Be healthy. Together we win. See you soon in Russia.
Hello to South Africa and to all my friends there. My name is Tommy from Hanoi in Vietnam. I met many wonderful people from South Africa, and many groups came here to Vietnam because Vietnam is very beautiful and exciting. But let me tell you about the sadness that the whole world is facing. It's a coronavirus disease which is hitting our world so badly, unfortunately. For the info, in Vietnam so far, there are only 227 people are reported infected. One good news that no one has died of the virus at all, and even 75 people are recovered and discharged from hospital. But these guys surely will continue to be put into quarantine for 14 days to get checked and to ensure that they are healthy. So, the situation is not very bad here in Vietnam. The government of Vietnam and all authorities are making all efforts to stop the spreading of the virus. So far, we have temporarily stopped receiving international visitors except some special diplomatic cases or such cases with special duties. All overseas Vietnamese and who are living abroad and if returning this home during this time will be put into quarantine for 14 days and get tested. So far, the government have implemented a document that to ban all big social events and ceremony. No festivals are allowed to open. All schools are closed. School children are being kept at home since from the end of February so far. All the Vietnamese will need to do the social distancing. That is to keep away from each other for at least 2 meters. They are requested to stay at home, either to work online. Most companies and businesses, shops are closed, except for some special services, important state offices, manufacturing factories, shopping centers to provide essential products like food and other stuffs. But all people are requested to cover with face masks, and very important that to do the social distancing. That is to keep away from each other with a minimum distance with 2 meters. Vietnam so far have mobilized personnel not only from the medical sectors, but also senior students from many medical universities and colleges, police, and also deployed the army to support and set up many camp hospitals and many checking stations for checking and testing people. And we have produced test kits and also imported test kits from Korea and China as well. All those who are with sickness symptoms like having cough and fever will be tested, and if in case of infected will be put into quarantine for 14 days. So far, most people in the virus hit cities are encouraged to stay at home, especially the seniors. And people should only go out to buy essential items like foodstuff only. There is no panic in the country. The Vietnamese are strictly following the guidance and instruction from the government and the authorities. for example, my family. This time we mostly stay inside home and take care of Jewish market. We keep the house clean, avoid the best not to go out, but really when we need to, then we always wear face mask and long clothes, avoid the best to keep away from other people with some 2 meters at least, making conversations, always clean the hands with soap and or hand sanitizer, sanitizers. Very frequently, we are very positive that this situation will be over soon. And once this is over, I'm sure that we will receive more and more international tourists to visit us again soon. And we'll receive more and more people from South Africa as well, right? So let's together pray and bless for the world and hope that the disease situation will be over soon. All the best to everyone. Goodbye and speak to you soon.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh to all my near and dear in South Africa. Greetings from India. My name is Brother Mansoor and I'm from India, from Kashmir side. Let me give you some information what's happening on our end. We are in lockdown till 15th of April and it might be extended to the 30th of April. Inshallah, hope for the best. Allah is the best planner. Or at this time, all the superpower countries are fair in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah. He knows the best. In India, we have 2,543 coronavirus cases, in which 156 got cured and 53 left this world on the way to Jannat. We will meet them in Accra. In Jammu and Kashmir, we have 70 cases, one got recovered, two left this world, also on the way to Jannat. May Allah open doors of Jannat for all the people who left this world and keep us safe and away from this coronavirus. Today is 9th Shaban Friday, very beautiful month, and Ramadan is very close, the holy month. Inshallah ta'ala, the sickness, coronavirus will disappear soon. May Allah accept all our ibadat in these months and keep us safe and away from this.
Welcome back. The program is called The Big Picture. Just extended a little bit. You heard from people from many countries, but I just want to clear up something. These interviews are not about my tours at all. It's to give you an idea of the impact of the virus on the people in other countries, the mood of the people there in particular. But of course, you can't stop these people, the guides and so on, from telling you how wonderful their countries are. But I thought I'll just underline that. And there are some hotspots within them and get to. You know how serious the situation is in Italy, for example, and more especially in Spain. And therefore, we're going to have a last clip from a person in Spain by the name of Elfie.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Elfie. I work as a tourist guide, and I'm speaking to you from Malaga, Spain. I will give you an overview of how we're living the times of coronavirus in Spain. Unfortunately, we are the country with the second highest infection rate of all of Europe and the third worldwide. All of Spain is on lockdown, and we are about to finish our third week this weekend. Initially, this lockdown was to last one more week from now, but the latest news of today confirm that the government is considering a prorogation of another 2 weeks, which then would make a total of 6 weeks of confinement. People are only allowed to go out for food shopping, which should be as close as possible, and we are told to take along a shopping list in order to make the stay inside the shops as short as possible. Outside, every bigger supermarket holds hand sanitizer as well as gloves, and at the entrance we are reminded of their compulsory use by security men, mostly members of a private security company, hired and paid by the owners of the supermarkets. At present, all food stores and supermarkets are open, some of them closing some 2 hours earlier than usual. Up to this day, all food as well as toiletries and hygienic articles are available, and there hasn't been any shortage or interruption of the delivery chain. Only one person per household is allowed not only to enter the place, but even to go shopping, and this has to be at a nearby place only. So no going to your favorite shop, you need to stay close. Police and on roads and highways, also the military, are surveying and very often stopping people to make sure they are respecting the rules. You're allowed to walk your dog, for instance, and are told to not forget the necessary proof to make sure it's your own dog in case you are asked for it. Besides food shopping, people are allowed to take their own car to go to work, to doctors and hospitals, of course, as well as pharmacies and similar. Public transport is still available, though at a very reduced frequency, and taxis may only transport one person at a time.